girded on with his wild harp slung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, the wall the world betrays thee, one sword at least thy rights shall guard, one faithful harp shall praise.
There. Good evening. You're listening to Sholta Gale on KGNU Radio. I'm your host tonight, Roger Hera. And 102 years ago, on April 24th, 1916, the Easter Rebellion began in Dublin. And so tonight, we're going to focus on music that came out of the various rebellions, beginning with the United Irishmen Rebellion of 1798. The first two songs that you heard, Minstrel Boy by Brendan Boyer, and an instrumental version of Boola Vogue from the Dubliners, both came out of the United Irishmen Rebellion of 1798. I'll follow up with a couple of songs from the Young Islanders Rebellion of 1848, and then some songs from the Easter Rebellion of 1916, the War of Independence that began after the signing of the treaty, and a couple of more modern rebel songs, and then an interview, changing tone and horses somewhat, an interview with Ryan Kelly of the duo Byrne and Kelly, who will be performing here in Denver at the Soil Dove Underground on April 30th, and an interview with Jamie Cuthill talking about a Scottish event coming up on Sunday, April the 29th, so you can mark those dates on your calendar. In 1911, the British poet G.K. Chesterton wrote The Ballad of the White Horse, and it's been described as one of the last great epic poems in the English language. It describes King Alfred's battle against the Danes in 878, and there are a couple of verses in it that are particularly apropos for tonight's theme. In it, he says, his harp was carved and cunning, his sword prompt and sharp, and he was gay when he held the sword, sad when he held the harp. For the great Gaels of Ireland are the men that God made mad, for all their wars are merry, and all their songs are sad. And then John Mitchell, who went on to become one of the leading voices for the Confederacy in the American Civil War, was one of the seven young Irelanders who led the Young Irelanders Rebellion in 1848. And at one point he had said they were brave men who fought for nothing more than an honorable chance of throwing their lives away. So, tonight's theme, Rebel Songs with a little bit more.
Van Boleyn ver she ar ghrachtu ve in given truig vrae shelliv merlig stu yilta lesh na gholiv o roshe da vaho walya o roshe da vaho walya o roshe da vaho walya an isher hachtum taurig Bronjum weleg tachter soile, oglig arma le margar de gwelid fenis ni gaula spanig. Es korrig shid roiger gaulev. O roche de vaho walja, o roche de vaho walja, o roche de vaho walja. An isher hachtum taurig. A vuile rina vark of vekem, mona mid bio an eel gach shachten gron yam well is a mile gash geek ek fogert van gaulev
or roche the vaho walya or roche the vaho walya or roche the vaho walya an isher hachten taurig or roche the vaho walya or roche the vaho walya or roche the vaho walya an isher hachten taurig.
You may sing and speak about Easter week and the heroes of 98 and the Fenian men who roamed the glen in victory or defeat. Their names on history's page are told, their memory will endure. But not a song was sung of our darling sons in the valley of Knocknoo. You may sing and speak about Easter week and the heroes of 98 and the Fenian men who roamed the glen in victory or defeat. Their names on history's page are told, their memory will endure. But not a song was sung of our darling sons in the valley of Knocknoo. There was Walsh and Lines and the Dalton boys, they were young and in their prime. They rambled to a lonely spot where the black and tans did hide. The Republic bold they did uphold, though outlawed on the moor. And side by side they fought and died in the valley of Knocknoo. Twas on a neighbouring hillside we listened with calm dismay. In every house, in every town, a maiden knelt to pray. They're closing in around them now with rifle fire so sure. And Lyons is dead and poor Dalton's down in the valley of Knocknoo. Ah, but ere the guns could seal his fate, Condy had broken through. With a prayer to God he spurned the sword as against the hill he flew. But the bullets tore his flesh in two, yet he cried with voice so sure, revenge I'll get for my comrade's death in the valley of Knocknoo. The summer sun is setting now behind the field and lea. The pale moonlight is shining bright far beyond Tralee. The dismal stars and the clouds afar are darkening o'er the moor. And when Dalton died, the banshee cried in the valley of the
down by the glen one Easter morn to a city fair rode I, when Ireland's lines of marching men in squadrons did pass me by. No pipes did hum, no battle drum did sound its dread tattoo, but the angelus bell of the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town, they hung out a flag of war. 'Twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than silver Sue Del Bar. And from the fields of Royal Meath, strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-ranging guns sailed into the foggy dew. England bade our wild geese go, the small nations might be free. Their lonely graves are by Silva's waves on the fringe of the great North Sea. But had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Valera too, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the hills of the foggy dew. Fell and the solemn bell rang mournfully and clear for those that died that Eastertide in the springing of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true that bore the fight that freedom's light would shine through the foggy.
What do you do on a Saturday? Every Saturday night from 7 to 8, KGNU explores the musical landscape and delves into all things freeform during our Saturday Night Lab. We call it Sound Lab. Every Saturday night from 7 to 8, join KGNU in finding a different sound each week that explores every type of music imaginable. That's 7 to 8 p.m. for Sound Lab on KGNU.
Scholta Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
So the three songs that you just heard, the last one was Foggy Dew and The Gale by the Keel Cayley Band that used to come out of El Paso County. And they're not together anymore, unfortunately, but they made some great music while they were together. Preceding that was a song from the Young Irelander Rising of 1848, The Valley of Knockanure, by Willie Brady, and that's a song from an old 33 and a third album. And then we started that set with Oro Shiravahawalia, sung by Martine de Kogan as a member of the Fuchsia Band. You might recognize that song as it was featured in the movie The Wind That Shakes the Barley, in the scene where the rebels are walking up a hill in the fog, singing that song as they march along. So we're going to switch now to a interview that I recorded a week before last, no, last week, with Ryan Kelly of the duo Byrne and Kelly. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Roger. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Just glad to be back over in the U.S. again. It seems like I don't spend too much time away from here, to be honest, but I'm back again and I'm looking forward to kicking off a new tour. So it's always good to be back here playing music.
And where are you now?
I'm actually calling you from Baltimore. We have our very first show of our tour tomorrow. So we arrived here in Baltimore last night, and we're just getting together a set list and ironing out a few problems that today to be ready to get on the road tomorrow. So that's where it all kicks off here.
Well, that's grand. And when will you be in Denver?
We're going to be in Denver on the 30th of April at the Soil Dove Underground. So by the end of the month. So we've done a bit of traveling by then, but we should be a well-oiled machine by the time we get to Denver on the 30th of April, for sure.
That sounds wonderful. Well, it's been a while since you've been in Colorado. The last time I saw you, I think, was at the Dairy Center in Boulder last summer.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, Colorado was always invitation, and it's one of the places that, you know, we do when we're putting together a tour. It is because there's a lot of music lovers in Denver. It's in Colorado, and Denver specifically is a great city for music. It's somewhere we wanted to make sure we got back to. And of course, myself being a Broncos fan, I'm always looking forward to getting back to that city as well. So it all works out well for me when we get back to play Denver.
How did you become a Broncos fan?
Well, it's probably I don't know if I'm a bit embarrassed about it, but it's not that I was a Broncos fan from the very beginning, but I always loved the U.S. American football back home in Ireland, but I was always a Peyton Manning fan, I think, back in the day, and then the more time I spent over in the U.S., the more I got to love football, and then when Peyton moved from the Colts to the Broncos, I have to admit, I moved with him, and I became very much a Broncos fan, and I've been one ever since. So now that Peyton has retired and left, I'm still learned very much a Broncos fan, and I've been to Mile High a few times, even since Peyton has gone. So I guess I'm a Broncos fan for life, I guess.
That's wonderful. Oh, I understand that you're also a Boston Celtics fan.
Yes, I mean, I think people say, well, that's, you know, I was a big NBA fan, you know, as a child as well. And back in the days, when I was watching back in Ireland, it was the days of Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, you know, the 86, 80, 87 Celtics teams. And I just fell in love with them then. One of my highlights, I suppose, as a singer for Celtic Thunder, we got to actually sing on court and sing the national anthem in Boston Garden. So that was probably a highlight in life for me. So my next big highlight is trying to get to Mile High and sing there. But I've definitely got Boston Garden done anyway, at least.
I think there could probably be something arranged.
I leave it in your hands, Roger. Thank you.
I'll see what I can do.
I have a
daughter who works for John Elway, and I'll.
I'm speaking to the right man.
I'll put a bug in her ear to put a bug in her boss's ear. I understand that you also are a runner, and do you enjoy running when you're here? How do you adjust to the altitude?
Yeah, I mean, I love running. I guess, you know, it's one of the great things about going on tour and being a runner is that it's just a matter, you know, whether it be with Celtic Thunder or with Bernie and Kelly, it's once you arrive in a new town, I just love throwing on the running shoes and going out and exploring, you know, and doing 8, 9, or 10 miles. And yes, I remember the very first time we were in Colorado, I think, probably with Celtic Thunder, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And I hadn't really thought about the altitude, and I went out running, and I was going, why am I not breathing as easily as I usually do? And it took a wee while to get used to it. I'm always a wee bit more prepared for it now, knowing that I have to change a bit when I am running. But, you know, especially when we've been in the likes of Boulder and running, just running, you know, through that amazing scenery and seeing the Rockies in the background, it would inspire you to keep running, even if you're gasping for air. It's still very special to do it. So I've no doubt I'll be back running around Denver when we get there at the end of the month.
Does the altitude affect your singing at all?
Well, it's funny. I guess when I've been with Celtic Thunder, you know, on stage, because Celtic Thunder, I suppose, is much more of a you know, a physical gig for want of a better word, in that we do much more moving around the stage and stuff. I have found that you do, you know, your lung capacity sometimes just isn't as great as it is in other places. With Bernie Kelly, it's a much more relaxed gig, and I think, you know, it's Neil and myself for the guitars, and Nicole and Peter on violin and piano, and, you know, it's really just a standard delivery, I suppose. I often say it's like us sitting in our local pub and singing for you, you know. So you don't have to be as energetic around the stage with the Bernie Kelly. So that's probably a plus point of coming to Colorado with Bernie Kelly as opposed to Celtic Thunder.
Did you bring Larry with you on this trip? Does Larry ever travel with you?
No, Larry, my dog, is unfortunately he doesn't travel with me. He's back home in Ireland. He stays with my mum when I'm away. So she's very happy to have him. Believe me. But he's become a bit of a celebrity, I think, a bigger celebrity than I'll ever be. I think I have Larry now. He'll be 5 in November, and I have him 4 years. And I started just sort of posting photographs of him on social media and stuff, as you do. And I just realised that, for a lot of people, he's the reason why they follow me on social media, I think, is to get more photographs of Larry, my cute Boston Terrier. And of course, being a Celtics fan and him being a Boston Terrier, I was always going to call him after Larry Bird, so that's where he got his name. So he's actually a Celtic himself, even if he doesn't maybe realize that's where his name comes from.
I was going to ask, so thank you for telling this story. Did you get a chance before you left Ireland on Easter to watch the Jesus Christ Superstar production?
I did, you know. Yes, I saw the NBC one with John Legend and Sarah Bareilles. I did. It's interesting because I had just finished a production of Jesus Christ Superstar myself, actually, the week previous. I just got home from the St. Patrick's Day sort of work that I was doing with Celtic Thunder over in New York and the US. I got back home. I went straight into playing. I played Judas in Jesus Christ Superstar, Judas Iscariot, in the past 11 years ago. And actually, the opportunity came around for me to play Judas again. And I jumped at the chance. It was an outdoor performance of Jesus Christ Superstar. We ran it for 4 nights. And I just love the show so much. I said, God, no, I want to go back and do this again. So we had just did it. We had just finished our run the Sunday night previous, and then I actually got to catch the new Jesus Christ Superstar that was on TV last Sunday with as I say, John Legend and Sarah Bareilles, and I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. You know, I just love the show. I really do, and I think it's a show that there's so many, you know, you can have so many different versions of it and take it in so many different ways. And I think our version that we did outside was very different. It was less modern than the version on TV, but I you know, I equally loved it as well. So that was fantastic.
Where was your production presented?
It was done in a not far from. I live in County Tyrone, in a village called the Moy, and not far from us is a place called Bamburgh Castle. And this is a castle that dates back to the 17th century. And a local director decided that he took us upon himself to say he wants to do Ireland's first ever outdoor performance of Jesus Christ Superstar. So if you can imagine, it was set against the backdrop of the castle. And the castle was lit with, you know, basically the age as such in front of the castle, and it was something very special. And we were afraid, as always, it being March and Irish weather, that it might have worked against us. But thank God, someone was looking down this, because the weather was actually fine. It was cold, don't get me wrong, but the rain stayed away for the most part, and we were able to perform what was something very special and unique. And actually the DVD of it is coming out very soon, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it, just because, you know, as you know, when you're in a show like this, you don't get to appreciate it yourself, because you don't get to see much of the actual show itself because you're on stage. So I'm looking forward to catching that, just to seeing how it looked. But the reports were pretty good, you know.
Will you post information about the availability of the DVD on your website when it's?
I certainly will. Out. Yes, because I've got a lot of, as you can imagine, a lot of fans here from the US and all over the world, from Canada and Australia as well, you know, asking me about it, and because they're very interested in the performance. And so, yes, it's going on pre-sale, I think, in the next few days, actually. So I will have all the details on my website, and you can, you know, anyone who wishes to have a look at Jesus Christ Superstar from outdoors in Ireland, they're more than welcome to take a look at that, and you can find out the details of where to get that, you know.
That sounds lovely.
This is the fields of Auchenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling.
Let's shift gears and talk about
for you stole Trevelyan's court, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lowland, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wind. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, our love was on the wing. songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of
Let's shift gears and talk about what is going to be happening when you're here in Denver, you and Neil and Nicole and Peter. What can your fans expect to hear and see?
Sure. Well, you know, Roger, we actually got the great chance to work in partnership with Colorado Public Television on this particular show. And Neil and myself, as Bern and Kelly, we recorded an album of our own songs just a few years ago now, Echoes, was the name of the album. And we had toured around with a lot of those songs for a little while, and we were getting a lot of people coming up to us at the shows after and saying, like, you know, we love these songs, but what we love even more so is when you tell us the stories behind the songs and how these songs came about and what inspired you to write the songs. I just sort of dawned on us that there's something to this. People, I think, love to know exactly what a line means in a song, or you know, why that line is in the song, or why you wrote about such a subject. And so we thought this would be a great idea to make a documentary film. And basically what we did was we filmed a live concert from Kansas City in December of 2016. And then we got this amazing director from Kansas, actually, who filmed the concert, a guy called Michael McGlynn, to come over to Ireland then with us. And himself and Neil and myself travelled around Ireland to certain places that inspired us to write the songs that were on the album. And this is where Echoes the Story came from. And Echoes the Story was the name of our documentary film that we actually were lucky enough to have Colorado Public Television pledge on their channel. So people got to see the film and see the songs. And I guess, you know, when people were buying tickets for us to come back to Denver on the 3rd of April. They're really going to see, you know, a lot of the songs that have made it onto the album and a lot of stories behind those songs as well, but much, much more. I mean, you know, I don't think Neil and myself could do our show without tipping our hats, of course, to Celtic Thunder. We're both original members of Celtic Thunder and still are very much part of the show. And so there's going to be a few Burning Kelly takes on Celtic Thunder songs, a few new songs in there as well, and everything else. It's just really, you know, it's a celebration, I guess, of our music, of our culture, and of our relationship with Colorado, and how, you know, we've grown that over the years, and still want to grow it even more. So it's going to be a night of fun, and we'd love people to come along just to enjoy it and feel Irish, I suppose, for the night at least, you know.
Tell me how Peter Sheridan became part of your show.
Yeah, well, Peter is an amazing instrumentalist. He plays keyboard, he plays mandolin for us, he plays guitar, and basically through Celtic Thunder, Peter was working as the musical director with Celtic Thunder a few years ago, and we became good friends, Neil, myself, and Peter. And so when we were thinking about Bernie Kelly going on the road, we wanted someone who basically was, you know, someone who could pick up these instruments, and we knew for certain he'd be a fantastic, you know, not just an arranger of songs as well as a performer of songs and a great vocalist. And so Peter started a tour with us a few years ago and has been there ever since. And now Peter has an even stronger connection to Denver in that a few years ago, Peter met his now wife, Erica, and she's a girl from Denver. And they got married a few years ago, as I say, and Peter now actually lives in Denver. So this is a hometown gig for Peter, a man from County Cavan in Ireland, but now living in Denver. And it's nice to think that, this is a hometown gig for Peter, and a lot of his family will be at the gig as well. So I know he's definitely looking forward to that on the 30th of April as well.
What is next for Burning Kelly? Do you have another album in the works?
At the minute, I mean, as I say, we're kicking off this tour, and we're calling this that because we just came back from Australia. We toured Australia in January there, and now we're touring the US and we're going up into Canada, and we've got a sort of a in and out of North America for the whole of the summer. We're calling this actually our Home From Home World Tour, as a nod to one of our songs, Home From Home, and how these places that we are touring these days, you know, they really are home from home for us, because we've been to places so many times, and it feels like a home, you know, when we go back, you know. So this tour is taking our focus at the minute. But in saying that, you know, we actually just over the Christmas period, we all got together, the four of us, and went up to we rented a house out in Letterkenny up in County Donegal, and started the writing process again. And we've actually been we've got quite a few songs in their infancy, I'd say, at least at this stage, that we're trying to develop right now. And we're going to keep trying to write these songs on the road. And hopefully, you know, you never know, by the time this tour's over, some of the songs may have gotten to a stage where we can actually debut them. But that's our plan. And then, you know, we will keep writing with the hope of getting another album out pretty soon. I'm not going to put a date on it or a time on it yet, because it's always the sort of thing. It's finding time and finding the right when you're happy with an album is when you'll put it out, you know. But it's something that's not too far away, you know. So that's our plan for that. And then, of course, Neil and myself are back with Celtic Thunder in the autumn this year. It's the Celtic Thunder 10-year anniversary tour. We're in 75 cities around North America, so that's from September to Christmas. So it's going to be a busy, busy year. But look, I love it. I love the music. I love what we're doing, and I'm just very, very appreciative that we can keep doing it. You know, so there's a lot in the pipeline for Burning Kelly and Celtic Thunder coming up. You know.
That doesn't sound like it leaves much time for yourself. do you have plans for a solo album, another solo album?
I'm always thinking about it, Roger. You know, I've released two solo albums, Life and In Time, at this stage, and you know, I'm always writing. So I mean, it's, you know, this has taken priority, I guess, at the minute, Burning Kelly and Celtic Thunder. But it's something that I'm not, you know, I'm certainly not, you know, it's certainly something that will continue on, and something that I will want to do. So I would just say, watch this space, you know. It's the beauty of music, I think, it's the beauty of this career and the industry that we're in, is that things can change pretty quickly, and you know, you can be going down one path, and next thing it can move somewhere else, and that's, you know. I'm loving what I'm doing at the minute with Neil and Burning Kelly. I'm loving the music they're making here. But yeah, it's just nice to be writing songs, you know, and I continue to do that, whether it's in as my own solo stuff or Burning Kelly. It's just a joy to keep doing that, and I'll keep doing it as long as people keep wanting to listen to it. You know, that's really the way it works in this business.
After your recent experience in Jesus Christ Superstar, any aspirations for more acting or performing on stage in musical shows?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been in a musical, and it really got me right back to realizing that's what I love doing, you know, and why I love doing it so much, you know, and it's just, I love just playing a character on stage, and I get to do that to a certain degree with Celtic Thunder, you know, but it's not in so much as going out on stage at Jesus Christ Superstar and being this character who just has his own life, basically, you know, and that's something that I've loved doing in the past, and I would definitely, I'm definitely aspiring to do more and more of that in the future. As I'm saying, it's as you've alluded to, there's not enough time in the day at the minute for all these things, but it's always nice to know that, you know, there's other possibilities ahead. So, yeah, let's keep the music going for this year, and I never know what will happen in the future. That's for sure.
Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the time you've given me this morning, and I know that the listeners to the Shoulder Gale program on KGNU are going to enjoy hearing your remarks, and they're going to enjoy hearing you and Neil and Nicole and Peter on April 30th at the Soiled Dove Underground. Do you have any last words you'd like to share with your fans and friends in Colorado?
Well, I just say, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Roger, as always. And you know, I would say if anyone, you know, maybe hasn't heard as much of Burning Kelly, you know, or what we do, is, you know, you can go online and check us out, burningkelly.com, and that sort of tells you what we do. We love storytelling. We love, you know, telling these stories through music, as I said, and we're going to have a fun night on April 30th. So please come along if you can. There's still some tickets available at burningkelly.com, and we'd love to have you. So, yeah, you know, I could say that. And then, of course, I can't leave this interview without saying go Broncos. And, you know, we're gonna turn the corner, and I'm hopeful for the new season and things getting back to a bit more normality again with the Broncos.
Ryan, thank you very, very much. And
thanks, Roger.
Safe travels. Look forward to seeing you on the 30th of April.
See you then, man. Thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
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 Sitting at a lonely bar in an unfamiliar town, missing words of songs I heard but never wrote them down. Thinking of the folks at home, I promised I'd be back. Told them they'll never know I'm gone. I'm just here for the crack. Away. Our people have been leaving now for centuries before, trying to find a better life upon a foreign shore. Now it's us, a generation forced to do the same, building dreams with bricks and beams, exports once again. Transfer home to here. The reminisce of those I miss has often brought a tear. But friends I've met along this road have made me finally see. The more I stray, I'm here to stay.
happy now to be
away.
So you heard my interview with Ryan Kelly and a couple of Byrne and Kelly songs, their version of Fields of Athenry, a song that came out of the Young Irelander Rebellion of 1848, and then their song Home from Home that Ryan mentioned in the interview that is from their Echoes album. Coming up next is an interview with Jamie Cuthill talking about the Kirkan of the Tartan at St. John's Cathedral coming up on the 29th. And then I will close out with a song that came out of the War of Independence that followed the Easter Rising of 1916. Stay tuned after the songs for Musica Mundi, hosted by George tonight. And this has been Roger Hera with Sholto Gale coming out of Denver.
With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. The National...
Hey. I am well. How are you?
I am well, thank you, too. Tell me about Tartan Day.
Expanded to include more people.
They're specifically asking for input on whether women should be required to register for the draft and potentially included in a draft, or whether a draft should be expanded, as they've had contingency plans for decades at Selective Service to do, although most people aren't aware of this, to include healthcare workers, men and women, regardless of age, and whether it should also be expanded to other occupations for which the military has a particular need. And they named a variety of skills, including cyber.
Thank you. Compliance was so low that it
became. You're very welcome. You wanted to talk
really
about the Kirkin of the Tartan?
Yep, absolutely. So the Kirkin of the Tartan will be held at St. John's Cathedral
while the draft
April
is not plan
29th,
A,
Sunday, April
military
29th.
Military planners have relied on the assumption that they'd always have a draft as a fallback if they needed it.
The National Commission on Selective Service meeting on the draft happens tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Denver Museum of Science and Industry, and it's completely open to the public. We'll have more on this on tomorrow's Morning Magazine. A report called Heroin in Colorado was released on Tuesday by a multi-agency coalition called the Heroin Response Work Group. The Denverite reports that the group includes law enforcement agencies, city and state public health departments, as well as healthcare providers who specialize in addiction and mental health services. The report was released in conjunction with an announcement of a new initiative targeted.
I was born on the Dublin street where the Lyle drums the beat and the loving English feet walked all over us. And every single night when me dad would come home tight, he'd invite the neighbours out with this chorus.
Come out, shiver-legged hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. How the IRA made you run like Galloway from the green and lovely veins of Kilshanva.
Come tell us how you slew them old Arabs two by two. Like Zulus, they had spears, a bow and arrows. Oh, brave, you faced one, a witcher 16-pound a gun. And you frightened them, than natives to the marrow.
Come out, shiver-legged hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. How the IRA made you run like Calloway from the green and lovely lanes of Kilshanva.
Come let us hear you tell how you slandered great Parnell when you taught him well and truly persecuted. What are the sneers and jeers that you loudly let us hear when our leaders of 16 were executed?
Come out, shiver-legged hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. How the IRA made you run like Calloway from the green and lovely lanes of Kilshanva. Come out, shiver-legged hands, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. How the IRA made you run like Calloway from the green and lovely lanes of Kilshanva.
Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at bouldermarriotthotel.com.
You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Musica Mundi is coming up next.
Bamba, bamba, bamba. Bamba, bamba, bamba. Bulubandi, bulumarala. Nyatoni nkomo. Sutoni ndumo. Bulube kambenda. Iye bamba. Wolu be gambenda, wolu ke gambenda, wolu gambenda. Ibe kule, bambo ebara.
Come and